Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
This meditation is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1. And chapter 1 has 18 verses, and I'm going to read all 18 verses. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But then he was in Rome. He sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. My apologies for stumbling on a few of those verses, and I'm not even sure if I pronounced some of those words correctly, but I just said them as they flowed through my lips. And this is God, to me, this is God reminding us to be courageous and faithful. No matter what goes on in our lives, He wants us to be of courage and to keep our faith. Because the world is cruel. People are cruel. And they don't really want to hear the truth. Most people do not want to hear the truth. They do not want to live the truth. They do not want to be lights that shine in the world. Because God saved us. God created us for a reason. And He sent His Son Jesus to be our salvation for a reason. And a lot of us don't want to accept that. And then there are those of us who are afraid to even show God's light. I'm going to read the notes that I took before I continue on, because I just started rambling, didn't I? Okay, so God gave me 2 Timothy verse chapter 1, and He had me read the entire chapter, which is verses 1 through 18. And in my notes, I put a call to courage, a call to faithfulness. Don't be ashamed to speak the truth. Jesus is our salvation. God showed His love through Christ, and it is because of Christ that we have eternal life. Even when we suffer for Christ's sake, we are to remain faithful, to continue to grow, and use the gift God gave us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are not to fear man or what man can do. Stay firm on the word and grow internally strong, so that whatever comes at you, you remain steadfast. Suffering for Christ is an honor, nothing to be ashamed of. Christ, the Son of God, suffered, and those of us who follow truth will also suffer. We are blessed. We are anointed. We are truly children of God. Let no man take you away from the Father. And by this I mean, take your mind off the Lord. Let no man take your mind off of the Lord. Remain faithful and strong. God has your back. Jesus Christ will talk for you and come in your corner. If you mess up along the way, He is your mediator, and He will go to the Father and plead for you. If you find yourself getting weak, if you find yourself being ashamed of being a light for God, if you find yourself in a position or a situation where you cowered, then Jesus will speak for you. He will go to the Father and plead for you. Because we are in these human bodies. God does not want us to be cowards. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be bold. He wants us to shine His light no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter how people treat us, no matter what people say about us. God wants you to be strong, and He wants you to be faithful. Because He has chosen you before you were even born. He chose you before He even sent His precious Son, Jesus Christ. He chose you to represent love and light. He chose you before time to represent His love and light. And He sent Jesus to show us how to represent His love and light. Because Jesus showed us God's love. It was Jesus. It was His life that showed us what God's love is. It was Jesus' life. Nobody human on this planet, nobody outside of Jesus can show you the love of God the way Jesus Christ showed it. Jesus Christ is God, and He was sent here in the flesh to show us, God's children, how we too can show His love in the flesh. There is no example greater than Jesus Christ. There will never ever be an example greater than Jesus Christ. God the Father sent us His Son to be our example. Nothing Nothing will be happening worse to you than what happened to Jesus. Nothing. Nothing. I remember some years ago when there was one of those school killings, and the guy with the gun said something about asking, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And a girl said, "She does." And they killed her. She stood up for God. She stood up for the truth. She stood up for the word. She had courage. She remained faithful. Now, how many people do you think believed in God, but when they were asked by somebody with a gun in their hand, kept their mouth shut? I had just dreamt yesterday that, because I was watching a movie and it was a bank robbery, but they weren't really cruel. They had, like, in the movie, they had toy guns and stuff like that. They didn't come there to kill anybody. But I had started daydreaming that I was in a bank and there was a bank robbery. And the guy said, "Anybody here believe in Jesus or in God?" And I said, "I do, I do." You know, I jumped up all happy and excited saying, "I do." You know, he said, "Would you die for him?" I said, "Yes, I will." You know, and that's all it was. It was like just a thought. But I jumped up with so much excitement and said, I do. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. You know, and I was just so filled with excitement and joy. And I didn't even think anything about, "Oh, this man's going to blow my brains out if I say yes." The thought didn't even come to my mind. I just jumped up, filled with joy, and said, I do. And I just thought about that school just that minute ago. I didn't even think about that school all this time. It's just that minute ago I thought about the girl who was killed because she said that she believed in Jesus. So we're to remain faithful. When God gives you the truth, when you receive that truth, don't deny it. Don't deny it. Remain faithful. Remain faithful. Jesus remained faithful to us. And even if you deny him, even if you get weak, and hide, become a coward, even if you do those things, Jesus is not going to deny you. He's not going to deny you in a way that he doesn't love you. He will continue to love you. And I know the Bible says you deny him, he will deny you. But that does not mean that he will stop loving you. He will always love you. He will always love you. No matter what you do, God loves those who hate him. God loves those who betray him. God loves those who mock him. So his love, he cannot deny his love. He cannot deny who he is, because he is love. So how can he not love you when he is love? So he would not deny loving you. He would not stop loving you. He would not stop loving you. But don't ever be ashamed of the Lord. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Because you don't want God turning his face away from you. Even though he loves you, he will turn away from you if you turn away from him. But he will not stop loving you. He will always love you. But I personally would want God to keep his face toward me. I would want God to always surround me with his presence and lead and guide me and continue to teach me and help me to grow stronger. I would always want to feel God's presence. I've had moments where I didn't feel his presence. I had moments where I was so away from the Lord that, and I'm talking about years ago, when I stopped doing what I knew to do, and I started believing that I wasn't loved, that Jesus loved everybody but me. And when I got into that position, when I got to that point in my life, I was so away, disconnected from his presence that I had to ask a friend who was so close to the Lord, no matter what, I had to ask her to pray for my mom when my mom was ill. That's how far away I was. I had to ask someone else who I knew was close to the Lord to pray for my mom for me because I didn't have it in me. I felt that if I prayed for her, it was going to be of no avail because I did not feel the presence of God in my life. And I knew that she felt the presence of God in hers. And so I had to ask her, you don't want to get so far from the Lord that you can't pray. I've been there. It's horrible. It's not a good feeling at all. It's not a good place to be. I pray to God I would never, ever be in that situation again where I have fallen out of the grace to a point where I can't even feel God's presence. Did God leave me? No. God did not leave me. I left him. I left God. I left God. God did not leave me. He was always there. He never left me, but I could not feel his presence. And I was not able to feel his presence because I was drowning in my sin. It was all created by me, by my thoughts, by my interpretations, by my beliefs. I did it to myself. So if you feel that you are separated from God, if you feel like God is not even there, that God's not hearing you, God's not helping you, God's not with you, God didn't leave you. What's going on in your life where you left him? What's going on in your life? Are you living pleasing to God? Is what you're doing pleasing to him? I left God. And I was the most miserable. That was the most miserable time in my life is when God was not there. When I felt he was not there. When I did not feel his presence. When I did not feel the closeness. That is when I felt so disconnected. It's not a good feeling. Somebody can hate on me. Somebody can be jealous of me. Somebody can treat me badly. But you know what? What that relieves, it doesn't matter how man treat me. It would never make me feel the way I felt when I felt that God wasn't there for me. Having God out of my life was torture. It was torture. What man can do to me is not torture compared to what I felt when I could not feel God's presence. Not feeling God's presence is torture to me. That is the worst part of my life. That was the worst part of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't plan on going through that again. So that was the worst part of my life. It's when I could not feel the presence of God. I've been mistreated. I've been talked about. I've been lied on. I've been deceived. I've been plotted against. I've been called things. So much has happened to me that would just mess up the mental mind, mess up and confused emotions. So much has happened to me. But none of it was torture. None of it was torture compared to not being in the presence of God. That is torture. So nobody will go through anything worse than what Christ went through. Nobody will go through anything worse than what Christ went through. And I just thank Jesus for all that he has done, so that I can have eternal life. I thank him for all that he has done so that I can commune with the Father. It's because of Jesus that I can go directly to the Father. I can talk to the Father. I can share my thoughts with the Father. I can share how I feel with the Father. God knows everything. He already knows my heart. He knows my mind. He knows everything. And I feel so good and so comfortable sharing all of me with him. Even if my perception is wrong, God will show me that it's wrong in a gentle, loving way. So if I'm interpreting something wrong, God is going to show me. God will listen to everything I have to say. And then he will show me in his word where I am misinterpreting something. He will show me in his word answers to my concerns, answers to my questions. He will show me in his word. God communicates with me one-on-one. There is no greater relationship than having a relationship with the Father and his Son Jesus and being filled with the Holy Spirit. There is no greater relationship. There is no human being on this planet that you can have such a great relationship with as you can with the Father, he who created you, he who died for you, he who made the way for you to have eternal life. There is no greater relationship anywhere greater than that. And when I did not feel that connection, when I did not feel that closeness, I was totally lost. That feeling, oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. And I don't ever want to go through that again. Ever. I don't ever want to feel like that again. Ever. And I know how not to feel like that again. I know to keep God up there first, number one in my life. I know to commune with him each and every day throughout the day. I know to keep my connection with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. I know to stay connected with that power. And as long as I'm connected, as long as it is the guide in my life, the leader in my life, as long as I keep that presence, I will always be filled with joy and happiness. I will always feel that love and that power. Something that man cannot give me. Something that this world cannot provide for me. It only comes from God. That which I seek only comes from God. And everything else is a bonus. Everything else is what the Lord gives me to enjoy as a human being on this human physical world. But my number one goal is to have that relationship with the Father, with the Son, the Holy Spirit. That is my number one goal. That is it, to have that closeness, to have that relationship, to have that understanding. Be love, be light, and walk in the power of God. How can I be any of that without having that relationship, that close one-on-one relationship with the Father? That is how I can be love, that is how I can be light, and that is how I can walk in the power of God. And as I do that while I'm here in this physical body, on this planet, in this world, then it is the power of God that's leading and guiding me and providing for me. I'm floating again. Whenever I just get in that space of being all that is, whenever I'm just really, oh, I can't even put it in words, but, you know, when I'm floating, I am there. It's like I'm just wrapped in the arms of the Father. I'm just a part of everything because God is everything. God is everywhere. And that's how I feel when I say I'm floating. I just feel like I'm just everything. I'm just part of everything. I'm everywhere. And that's how it is when you have that relationship, when you have that closeness, when you give your all to the Lord, and when your desire is to be all that God is, when that is your number one desire, and you're doing things in your life to be all that is, to have God as your only source, then things will open up for you and the heavens, and you'll just be just immersed. And I just wish I could have the words to explain, but this is something that you will have to experience personally. I can sit here and I can feel it. I can be it. But words does it no justice. This is a place that you will understand when you are in it. So those of you who are in this place, you know what I'm saying. You understand what I'm talking about because you are in it. You are being it. You are it. And you have to be in this space to even really comprehend it, to understand it. There are no English words that I can come up with because my vocabulary is short, and I am thankful that it's short. You know, it may not be a good idea to have a short vocabulary in this society, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with having a very short vocabulary because I never was really into a bunch of words. I'm more of a silent person. It doesn't take a bunch of words. So I'd rather just be and live. And it doesn't take a lot of words to just be. And that's just how I am. There are people who love words. There are people who like to use a bunch of words. But that's good for them. It's just not good for me. Because it's not my desire. My desire is to have as few words as necessary. As few words. Because it doesn't take all that. It may take all that for those who want to hear it. But it doesn't take all that for me. It doesn't take all that for me. And my Lord, I just feel like a feather right now. I just feel so light right now. I love God. I love Him so much. I love Him from the deepest depths of my existence. Because I know without God, there would be nothing. Nothing and no one. No thing, no one. Because God is the creator of all things. All things. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what people think. Truth is truth, and it cannot be anything but truth. What people think, what people perceive does not change truth. Truth is not changed. Truth is truth regardless of what anybody thinks or perceives or believes or says or knows. Truth is truth. And that is all it can be. It can't be any less. It can't be any more. It just is. Truth is truth. Truth is truth. And so it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what people teach. It doesn't matter what people try to force down your throat. It doesn't matter what people say. Nothing matters but truth. That's the only thing that matters. God is truth. Jesus is truth. The Holy Spirit is truth. That's all that matters. Truth. The word of God is truth. Truth. There's no getting around the truth. And if you have to wait until you leave the physical body to know truth, then you will know it when you leave the physical body. But how wonderful it is to know truth while you're in the physical body. Oh, my God. Everybody is going to know truth when you leave the physical body, but how extra wonderful it is to know truth in the physical body and to live that truth, to be that truth, to know that truth in the physical body. That is powerful. God wants us to know him while we are here on this planet in these physical bodies. He wants us to know him and to shine him. He wants us to be his light, to be his love, to be his power right here in these physical bodies. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That is why we're here. But because we don't know that, because we are so into everything else, we're not being what God sent us here to be. We're not being the purpose he made us, the purpose he created us. We're not being that purpose. And that's why the world is the way it is. Because we are not being what God meant for us to be. And because he is a loving God, and because he does not have puppet strings on us, because he has given us free will, we are not all that we can be because we choose otherwise. God is not going to make us be what we came here to be. He's not going to force his hand on us. But think about this. We are our own puppet strings. We allow human beings to put puppet strings on us. Instead of walking in love and light, instead of being what God created us to be, we rather have puppet strings on us. We rather have man's chains on us. We enslave ourselves. God doesn't enslave us. We harm ourselves. God doesn't harm us. We do it to ourselves. We do it to ourselves. And when Mother Nature cleanses herself and the death rate goes into the thousands because of the tsunamis and the earthquakes, Mother Nature is cleansing herself. Mother Nature is not killing us. We are killing ourselves. We are destroying ourselves. Mother Nature's going to cleanse. Mother Nature will hold in there while we are destroying her and wounding her. She's hanging in there for as long as she can, and then she has to cleanse. And when she cleanses, it means that a lot of us have to get off this planet because she's cleansing and she's purging. Mother Nature can take care of herself, but she allows suffering so that we can grow, so that we can understand that we are here to be vessels of light and love. We are here to learn how to love her and take care of her and be one with her. And she loves us so much that she suffers because of our ignorance and our stupidity. But when time comes for her to purge and cleanse, then we have to be destroyed. We have to be destroyed. Because she has to do what she has to do to cleanse herself of all the damage that we have done. But look how much suffering she had to go through before it got to that point. And then the more damage we do, the more she will have to purge and cleanse. We have free will. We just choose to use it to destroy ourselves. But we can always choose to use it to prosper all of us, not just human as a human race, but the planet, everything, nature, everything. We can make a choice that we all prosper and live in peace and joy and beauty. That's the way it was meant to be. We all live in peace. We all live filled with joy and love. We all live surrounded in beauty. That's what it was meant to be like. But we chose destruction, hate, evil. We chose filth, pollution, We chose those things over what could be best for us. And it just gets me when people want to blame God for things that go wrong. God's not to blame. I mean, if you're going to blame God about anything, blame him for creating humans. I did that one day, many years ago. I said, God, why did you create humans? That was the worst creation you have ever made, humans. And I said that years ago. I was upset with God for creating humans. I said, that was the biggest, I called it a mistake. I said, it was the biggest mistake you've made, the worst creation you could have ever even thought of, creating human beings. And somebody told me recently that God even said that in the Bible, that it was a mistake for him to create a human being. And that's not the exact words that they told me, but it's in the Bible that God said it himself. Because I know I said it. I said, my Lord, how can human beings be like this? I mean, my God, that was a creation. That was a big mistake. And at the time, I didn't even know God said it himself. And all these years later, I mean, I'm talking about probably 30 years later, 20, 30 years later, somebody lets me know that God said it himself. Said it himself. Don't blame anything on God. Don't blame murder, rape, none of that. Don't blame any of that on God. Don't blame drunk drivers and your little baby getting killed. Don't blame none of that on God. God had nothing to do with that. Man had all to do with it. Man's choices. Man choosing the worst over the best. That's what created that. And if you want to blame God for anything, blame him for creating you. That's the only thing. If you want to blame God for anything, blame him for creating you. And when I say you, I mean humankind. Humankind. Because you are a human being. Blame him for creating human beings. Human beings. My God. The way, I mean, I'm just now thinking back to the way I used to be, the way I used to think. I didn't care for human beings. I really didn't. I didn't even see myself as a human being back then. I saw myself as an alien. Back then, I called myself an alien. I did not claim human being. I did not claim this planet. Oh, my God. All this stuff is coming up. I didn't claim being a human being. I didn't claim this planet as being my home. I said I was an alien that was dropped here by mistake. Didn't know how I got here. But I said, I'm an alien. I don't belong here. I said, I don't know how I got here, but I got to get off this planet. This is not my home. And that's how I was many years ago. I never claimed this planet. And I never claimed being human. And I remember saying stuff like, if I were to see an animal and a human being on the street bleeding, I would go save that animal. My God. Ooh, have I grown? My God. Oh, Lord is showing me this. I'm still floating, though. I am still floating. But you know how I am. When things just start coming up to me, I just speak them. And this is what's coming to me. I haven't even thought about these things in so many years. But yeah. That's exactly how I used to be. Exactly how I used to think. I just thank God for helping me getting back. Because I don't belong here. And I'm not a human being. I'm spirit. I belong in the arms of the Father. But he sent me here on a mission. I'm here for a reason, for a purpose. To shine his love, his light, and to walk in his power. And I have forgotten that when I was so different from everybody else. And I was like that little dot on the outside of this world. And then I just started thinking that something was wrong with me. And so I stepped into that world. And that messed me up for many years. And now I'm out of that world again. And I'm back that little dot. What a transformation. Oh, my God. I came here knowing and being who I am. Got caught up. Realized I got caught up. Remembered the truth. And then I got back to where I was in the beginning. Or I'm getting back there. Getting back. Yep. That is my life. So, I'm going somewhere else, and I can feel myself traveling somewhere else. My God. God is good. God is good. Isn't it awesome how he teaches? I just love the way he teaches me. He just sat up there and brought back how I used to be. How I used to think, how I was on the right track. I was on the right track. And I got off. But that was my choice. I allowed myself to be brainwashed. I did it to myself. God didn't do that. I did it. I stopped believing. And started thinking that I was wrong. Remain faithful. Remain faithful. And keep the courage. It doesn't matter what other people think. What do you think? Remain faithful and keep courage. Don't change the way you believe. Don't change what you think and believe because somebody is saying something different. If you believe different from me, keep your belief. It's yours. My belief is mine. Your belief is yours. My experience is mine. Your experience is yours. This is my transformation. This is what I'm going through in my life. And I'm sharing it because the Father asked me to. And the message for this meditation is to have courage and faith. Courage and faith. So many of us find ourselves cowarding because of what others think or what others would do to us if they knew our truth. But it's okay. I showed my truth. I lived my truth. And I was envied because of it. People were jealous of me, envied me, lied on me, deceived me, stole from me, cheated me. Plotted against me. That one is just too funny. I mean, I had to laugh at that one. I was being plotted against, and I knew it. I've been plotted against for 8.5 years. And when I say I'm done, when I let the Father know I am done, the last week or two, the plot thickened. And it's because I allowed it to. I allowed it to because I was ready to move on. And it was just so funny the way it was done and the way people were acting like as if I didn't know what was going on. They were plotting so quickly and so thickly, and they were blinded to the fact that I already knew the game. I knew it from the very beginning, and that I was one of the ones that was helping you plot faster and thicker because I told the Father, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. Do whatever you have to do to get me out of here. I'm ready to move forward. And he did it. And I saw it. I saw what he was doing. So I was right there, front view seat. But those people that were doing the plotting, those people who were doing the scurrying around, did not even realize that I knew everything. And I would just laugh. I was, oh, my God, these people are crazy. They don't know that I know. Oh, my God, this is just too funny. I mean, it was hilarious. It was like a comedy show. A comedy show. But it was fun. I mean, I was just like floating, you know. And I played my little part, you know. I did my little character, you know. But inside, I was just shouting with joy. Inside, I was just feeling so good and so happy because it was wonderful. It was just so much fun. And I mean, it's just, God just kept me laughing. He just kept me laughing. It was just so hilarious. But then I had, you know, I had my little face and play my little part, you know. But it just took everything to just not bust out laughing. It just took everything. But then in the end, I did end up letting it go. I ended up laughing, you know, because it's just so funny. It was just so funny. But God is good. God is good. He will give you what you ask for. Ask and ye shall receive all that you ask for. Just position yourself. Position yourself to receive. God will help you be in position to receive what you ask for if you are not there. A lot of things I ask for, I'm already positioned, and he gives them to me. But there are things that I have asked for that I'm not in position, but I am getting in position because God is getting me in position. He's teaching me. He's showing me how to be in that position. Because what I ask for, he has ready for me. But I have to be in a certain position to receive it so I can handle it. So I can handle it. And that's what he's doing with me. And I love his teaching. He teaches me with patience, with grace, with love, with care, with compassion. I get my spankings every now and then. I share one of my spankings, but he spanked me with love. He spanks me with compassion. He spanks me with truth. And I love him. I love him. My heart is so open for the love of God. And he's teaching me how to shine that love, to be that love. Mm-hmm. Because he reminded me yesterday that we're not here just to love him and his son. We're here to love each other.
Gentle.
Each other. There are those of us who say we love God, but we don't love our brethren. And God says, to love your brethren also. That you're not here just to love him and to love his son, but you're to love all his children. You're to love your brethren. Those who claim Jesus as their Savior, you're to love them also. And how many people are going around bickering against each other and hating on each other? And they claim to be Christians. They claim to love Jesus. They claim to have Jesus within their heart. How many of them bicker against each other and hate each other and envy each other, talk about each other, dog each other, can't stand to be in the presence of each other? How many of them are out there, but they claim they love the Lord? God said, you don't love me if you don't love your brethren. How can you when I am in your brethren? How can you love me when you don't love your brethren? God doesn't want us just to love him or Jesus. He wants us to love our brethren, his children. God is love. God is love. I'm going to end here. I'm going to end here because I'm just out there. I'm out there and I'm just everywhere right now because God is bringing things to my memory, things from long ago, and he's just constantly showing me how much I've grown and how close I am being back who I am. God is good. God is good. I just pray that God will continue to show you who you are and what your purpose is in this lifetime. All of you who are on that journey of self-realization or on your own transformational journey, may God continue to give you clarity. May He continue to show you what you were and who you are becoming. May He continue to show you how you are evolving, how you are growing, how you are maturing. God is a great teacher, awesome teacher, a loving teacher, compassionate teacher. God will show you what you need to see for you. He will give you strength and courage, and He will increase your faith. Go to God for all your needs, all your wants, all your desires. Go to the Lord. Go to the Father. Allow Him to prepare you to receive all that you ask for. God is good, and He loves you so much. God loves you more than any human being could ever love you. God's love is love, the love. Allow Him to fill your heart with His love. Allow Him to surround you in His love. For He is love. God is love. And He loves you so much. Thank you, Lord, for your children. Thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for wisdom and power, compassion and understanding. Thank you, Father, for your word, for teaching us your word, and for awakening within us who we really are and who you want us to become, that we may shine your light in our lives, that we may live your love in our lives, and that we may be who we are and what we are for you, Lord, for you. Thank you, Father, so much for watching over us and keeping us safe. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the courage to be who we are no matter what. Thank you, Father, for filling us with your light, Lord, surrounding us in your power and your protection and keeping us safe. Thank you, Father, for filling us with your faith, Lord, and your strength, and for giving us the courage to be all that we are. Thank you, Father, so much for our physical bodies, for this planet, for this world. Thank you so much for aligning us and raising our vibration to be all that we can be through the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, so much for loving us no matter what. No matter what, you love us and you're always there for us. You never leave or forsake us, and we thank you for that. Thank you so much.